some of them won't have power in time for Christmas, some not until Boxing Day, and some perhaps even longer.
Mother Nature has an icy hold on Toronto, with little relief for thousands left without power. And another freezing night brought more destruction.
But take a look at this. There's some very precarious branches here. I can hear them creaking. I can feel the weight of the ice on this branch as well.
Joining us live, Anthony Haynes, CEO of Toronto Hydro. I know you're a busy man. Thanks for taking a few minutes. What is the situation right now in terms of customers without power in Toronto?
Yeah, unfortunately, our day has gotten worse, not better.
So this is the scene that many people woke up to in the city of Toronto today, and that's been happening for the last 10 or 15 minutes now. Above us, as the wind starts to pick up, you hear the creaking of the branches, and you can hear them falling under the weight of all of this ice. Let's just show you a little bit of the damage that it can do.
Thank you very much, Dina. We're going to go live to City Hall. That's where Mayor Rob Ford is speaking.
Well, good morning, everyone. I want to bring up to speed on what's going on, what has been done overnight. There is some good news. Our hydro crews have been working around the clock. 75,000 homes have had their power restored, and more are coming online every single hour.
And the bad news for some of them is their power may be out until Christmas Day.
It has been 5 years since the Great Southern Ontario Ice Storm, a December storm that eventually leaves much of Toronto dark and cold and quiet. Of course, most newsrooms in Toronto scrambled to cover the story, to get the word out. Just listen to all of that audio there, gathered from television news. Thing is, all of that was useless to people hit by the storm. They could not watch TV for information. There was no electricity. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Commentary and Analysis, Episode 14. The great ice storm of 2013 moves in on a Saturday night, the weekend before Christmas. All across Ontario, it's already mid to late evening when the storm begins with rain and freezing rain. It's already dark, but not too cold. In Toronto, the temperature is just barely above freezing. At little after 11 o'clock, the first of the power interruptions begin. People at parties light candles, people who have them move closer to the fireplace, and through the night, the temperature drops. Late night, All News Radio is certainly aware of the storm and the changing temperature, but inside those downtown studios and broadcast centers, overnight workers cannot hear or see the beginnings of the crisis. By about 1 o'clock Sunday morning, people in some neighborhoods are already hearing the shattering sounds in the trees, the cracking, the creaks, and the percussive thuds as limbs of trees start snapping under the weight of thick ice. With the limbs come down the hydro wires. From upper floors, residents can see the perimeter of darkness around their neighborhoods getting wider and wider. Sunday morning. Everything is coated in thick ice now. Everything is frozen. The temperature is bottoming out at minus 15 Celsius. Radio news workers find their way to work over slippery roads, at least lightly traveled, when morning news people need to get to work around 4 or 5 in the morning. A message from Toronto Hydro tells them perhaps 50,000 customers in Toronto are without electricity. That's news, newsworthy, but the newscaster on duty can handle that. Until they can't. By about 7 in the morning, it's becoming pretty clear the electricity is going out as trees and overladen wires snap in the cold. Hundreds of thousands of people have no electricity. No lights, perhaps no heat, hot water, charging for medical devices, no internet, no TV. This story belongs to radio. Not that there's no interest for people watching TV. It's the biggest story going. But what is on TV is for people who have electricity. It's not going to be of any benefit to people stuck in the cold and dark, hoping their plumbing is not freezing up, worried about the loss of food, struggling to keep the very old or the very young safe, warm. Listeners in Toronto are lucky, well-served. By mid-morning Sunday, the city's all news and news talk stations are going all out on radio. News Talk 1010, historic CFRB, All News Radio 680 News, and AM 640, they all have the flexibility to focus on this. Local CBC, On Sunday, other than short local newscasts, it's trapped in pre-planned, pre-recorded national network shows. Same by Monday, other than its live local morning and late afternoon shows. News Talk 1010 spends the next 3 days talking about and reporting on little other than the effects of the storm, the extent of the damage, the effort to repair, progress in restoring electricity, the road to getting life back to normal. Do we expect local radio to do this for us? There's considerable research that says we do. Is it easy for local radio to do so? It is not. Not during the ice storm of 2013. The storm hit and the power starts going out on Saturday night, December 21st. It's the weekend leading into Christmas. Newsrooms for all types of media are already into holiday staffing. Some staff are on holidays. Others are filling in at times they don't usually work, and there are fewer of them scheduled on these holiday hours. At News Talk 1010, talk show hosts and news reporters are called back in or put into service if they were on call. To help those activated on call, the station encourages them to work from home or from where they are visiting, using laptops, iPads, whatever mobile devices they can, to write and file stories and even newscasts from remote locations. Getting news staff on the air is not the only challenge. Some public organizations that had vital information residents need as they sit in the dark and cold forget or simply do not understand the fact that information is needed by the people who have no electricity. Some start posting out critical updates by Twitter and other social media. Really? How are the residents with no electricity, no internet, going to surf social media? News Talk 1010 has to reach out to people in organizations such as Toronto Hydro and the Toronto Police to say, phone us. When you have new information, we will put you on the radio, and hundreds of thousands of people who can't see your tweets will hear your message about getting things back to normal. And everything done by News Talk 1010 or by 680 News and by any other Toronto area radio station that put any actual effort or resource into finding out important information is all available over battery-powered radios or radios with wind-up power or radios in cars out in the icy driveway or street. Free. No data, no plug-in, no subscription fee. Free. What was on television was for the people watching the news about the people who needed information the most, the million people with no electricity. The ice storm of 2013 points out the challenges for radio in the digital age, but it makes for some great moments in radio. The performance of radio in Toronto is, in the case of News Talk 1010, remarkable. I will echo here what a few listeners say in phone calls or other messages later on, back to News Talk 1010, Toronto's historic CFRB. Thank you. This is Cross Talk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.